She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And today we're going to talk about a little bit about how you drive and the insurance. The reason we say not to go right up to the front car, you know, when you stopped at the traffic light or, you know, in a line of traffic. You should leave enough space, okay, so that you can see the bottom of the car in front of you. The bottom of the tire of the car in front of you, you have to see it. If you come up closer, and if I don't know about other states, but Hawaii has a no-fault law. So if if you're up close and somebody rear-ends your car, they're going to push you into the front car. And when they push you into the front car, your insurance has to pay for that front car. Not the guy who hit you in the back. The guy who hit you in the back is only liable for your car. What's up with that? But they penalize you and whoever, you know, down the line hits the front car. That's wrong. They're all supposed to penalize the guy who started the accident, the guy in the back. But that's not how it works. Okay? So, give yourself enough room so just in case somebody decides to hit you in the back, you have some room to hold back. Okay? And after getting into a rear-end collision, highly recommended to go to a doctor, have your neck checked out. You don't want to come back a year later with neck problems. Then your insurance coverage is over. Okay? So have your neck checked out. For those cars that get into four-car accident where the back car shoves the front car shoves the next car down the line. Boy, that is one big mess. But Hawaii state law is no fault. I don't understand that. No fault? So if you're coming down the street and the guy runs the red light, slams into you, there's nothing you can do. It's no fault. How can it be no fault if that person ran a red light? I don't know. I don't understand this. But to save the rear end one, give yourself enough room to the front car. Okay? And the other subject that came up, a lot of people have been talking about, is gas mileage. Check your tire pressure. The tire pressure should be 44 minimum. All tire shops set the tire pressure between 30 and 32 pounds. Though that's the pressure of the 50s and 60s. But now with the new technology on tires, the tire pressure should be 44. Okay? And once you have it at 44, number one is safer because the middle of the tire doesn't concave. It pushes the the complete thread onto the road surface, not just the outer edge of the tire. Okay? And when you make turns or change lanes on the freeway, you got more of an instant response than with the underinflated tire. There's a lot of science to tire pressure. So you need to check it out and use the right tire pressure. Not the one that's posted on the doorpost, but what is posted on the tire. Okay? Because the doorpost is just a starting point. But what I recommend is 44 pounds. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. If you have a question, whatever. Okay? The other thing you can try is leave your tires at 30 pounds. Park in a nice flat parking lot. Flat. Okay? Get a bathroom scale. Wrap your bumper with towel so you don't scratch it. And push the car with the car in neutral, engine off. Engine off. Car in neutral. Push it and see how many pounds it takes to move the vehicle. Then pump the tires up to 44. Try the same spot, same way, same everything. And see how many pounds it takes to move the vehicle. You're going to find that it takes far less energy to push the car when the tires are inflated properly. Yes, I know the ride will be a little stiffer. But if you want to save money on gas, save money on tires, and be safer in the control of the vehicle, then put it at the right tire pressure. Okay? Anyway, if you have a question, give me a call. Slow drivers should drive in the right lane. It doesn't happen in Hawaii. They drive in whatever lane they want to drive in. Okay? And the fast drivers, they also drive in whatever lane they want to drive in. But I'm noticing, and Bob's going to bring it up, that the people are getting more aggravating and aggravating. They're losing the patience. So it doesn't pay to lose your patience because you gain nothing. Okay? Block the VIN number or remove the VIN number off your safety sticker. Because with the VIN number, somebody can make a key to steal your car. Okay? So remove the VIN number from the safety sticker and block the VIN number in front of the driver on the dashboard. Block it with a black piece of paper or something. Okay? Give me a call at 808-524-1080. I recommend using the Akebono Euro pads for all European cars, BMW, Mercedes, Jaguars. Why the Euro pads? Because the Euro pads does not make the wheels black. It will never come black again. If you leave the regular pads on there, they get black real quick. You clean them today, tomorrow it's black. But the Euro pads, you can go for months. It will never make it black. The Akebono Euro pads. Okay? Then the other thing is automatic transmissions. I recommend flushing them at 20,000 miles. Or when you flush the first time, use the AMSOIL automatic transmission oil. The AMSOIL transmission oil has a lifespan of 100,000 miles. So it's really, really good. Okay? No servicing required. Okay. I see a lot of people that stopped in traffic, they go right up to the front car, like inches away, and some people, they're about a car length behind. So you got a variety of different type of drivers. But anyway, to save yourself some headache and grief, give yourself enough room. So just in case somebody hits you, the insurance company doesn't stamp you as a bad driver. Okay? If you have to fill your windshield washer reservoir, okay, use distilled water. Do not use tap water. Use distilled water. Okay? No chlorine and stuff in it. The regular water will leave water spots on your windshield. What's all that noise? So anyway, if you have a question, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Anyway, ethanol is a good fuel. And, you know, I'm just dumbfounded about how people still say that it's not a good fuel. It is the best fuel. Otherwise, Brazil would have never gone into it. Ethanol has brought Brazil out of third world. Now, some people say that ethanol separates in the gas. It doesn't blend. That is not true at all. Methanol, the other alcohol, methanol, yes, does not blend. It goes to the bottom of the gas. You can mix it up. It'll mix and then settle to the bottom. That is methanol. Ethanol is not like that. It's a different character altogether. That's why ethanol is very good. It's a blending agent. And if you mix methanol, the other bad ethanol, bad alcohol, with ethanol, then it makes the ethanol bad. The methanol, which is the other alcohol, is very corrosive. It eats up rubber hoses and all of the stuff that they claim ethanol does. It's not the ethanol that's doing it. It's the other alcohol, methanol. Okay? And I can prove it. So, that's why I'm telling you. Don't classify ethanol as a bad alcohol. It's the best alcohol. I've been using it for years now. Good stuff. Anyway, wanted to clear the air on that because a lot of mechanics blame ethanol and say ethanol is bad, it's corrosive, it does this, that, everything else under the sun. It doesn't do that. No. I'd like to mention names, but not good. Okay? So if you have a question, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Crested Cleaning Center has a very good wax. So easy. You ladies, you'll love it. Well, you wash your car with water. You spread this wax all over the everything, windshield and all, and rinse it off with your hose. Then wipe your car dry. The car's waxed. Wonderful wax. Crested Cleaning Center has it. They're located on Kapilani Boulevard, a couple doors away, Waikiki side of McKinley Car Wash. Okay? So, anyway. As far as the racers go, I don't see Honolulu ever having a racetrack again. It's over. It's sad. And there's so many nice stories from the racetrack. And the young people have lost it. They'll never get it. Just really sad. Every island has a racetrack except Oahu. Oh, I think it's about break time.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my
fool. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Roland Bob, doing good, and you couldn't be more correct about the insurance thing. That is just, but I am, because I talked to my insurance agent about it, and their explanation is it saves them money and time because they pay, like, for the other car, and then your insurance company sues the other guy to get their money back. So that was their explanation, but you never, you know, you don't see that side of it. And like you said, your insurance goes up no matter whose fault it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, keep the space. And then you talked about people being anxious in traffic. This was my experience the other day. I see this car weaving behind me because I'm a safe driver. So, folks, another driving tip, look in your rearview mirrors, not one, but all three, like every 4 to 5 seconds. So yeah, I see this truck coming up, the usual, you know, weaving here, this side, that side. And he passes me, and he gets to the light, and I pull up at the light. I look over, and, you know, because I'm curious, like, I do a little survey of men versus women. And I got to tell you, the women are the most aggressive drivers out there. I don't care what anybody.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I'm not going to throw the race thing in there, but people are going to agree. There's a certain race, if you get in front of them and they're smoking a cigarette, get out of the way. Just pull over, let them go, because you're going to be in some horrible trouble. Anyway, get to the light. The lady's in the big pickup truck. She starts texting.
Mm-hmm.
All the traffic leaves her at the light, you know, like, because she's texting, so, you know, you got that 2-3 seconds while mm-hmm. you finish your urgent message. So we all pass her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does she do? She's got to weave through all the traffic again to get to the front.
Mm-hmm.
Gets to the next light. What does she do? She starts texting again. I was thinking, maybe because she's late, she's telling them, oh, I'm one block closer. Okay, I only got 6 more lights. Anyway, sometimes I just have to wonder. And then my last thing this week is, in Waimanalo, you know, we had that horrific accident where the the little baby got killed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the, like, state or whoever controls the road, you know, they obviously come out with a plan to make the road safer. Well, at the same time, we're having construction. So the other day, well, not the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I noticed on a pole they had these little flags. You know,
yeah.
Like these, like, have you seen these?
Yep, to cross the street.
See, nobody told me that. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going, man, the construction guys must lose a lot of flags. They got a little thing of flags.
No.
And that's then, so finally, the other day, I see this kid crossing the street. He grabs one, he waves it at me. I wave back. He runs across the street, puts it on the other side. And I'm like, now there's a good idea. I mean, you don't think about it. But again, how long are they going to be there?
Not long.
That was my only thought. Like, oh, no, is this going to be one of those things where it's cool and then all of a sudden it's a souvenir and I don't want to be. But see, that's how I think, because my life experience has taught me when you do stuff for people that's free, it usually backfires somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people don't have to pay for stuff, they abuse it. That's the nature of us. But anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll see you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. My friend Harvey Maeda has a beautiful, beautiful 68 Camaro. Beautiful car. Not original, but it's beautiful like brand new. And he has it up for sale. So people who is interested should give him a call. The 68 Camaro, it's black. He only likes black cars, so it's black. And Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? If anybody listening that's interested in a 68 Camaro. Anyway, give me a call at 524-1080. You know, and I was just talking with Bob on wine. You know, and I'm not an alcoholic, so I don't drink alcohol. And to me, in my mind, wine is wine and they all taste the same. And no, it's not the same and all that, but the same principle is with ethanol. Corn ethanol, sugarcane ethanol, all the rest of the ethanols in the lab, they're all the same, but they're not. When you put it into an engine, the engine likes Hawaiian sugarcane the best. Why? I don't know. They just run better, has more power, and better gas mileage. Way better than corn ethanol. Okay? And my ag guy, Vincent, on Maui, says that wherever corn can grow, sugarcane can grow. So why don't they grow sugarcane and make it out of sugarcane? You get more, and you get better quality. I don't know. Anyway, give me a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? And when you have your car serviced, part of the service is having the car checked out. Okay? Top to bottom, front to back. Brakes, shocks, steering, even the alternator and the battery should be checked out. So you have a heads up on what can happen down the road. Okay? You don't want to be stuck at some shopping place or wherever late at night and you got a dead battery. The other thing that can kill the battery is the brake light switch. On a lot of cars, there's a little plastic button on the brake lever. When you let go of the brake, it turns the brake light off. When you step on it, it goes on. There's a little plastic button that pushes on the switch under the dash to turn it off. The plastic button always breaks and falls off. So it leaves the brake light on. The brake light switch will stay on. There's a very easy fix to that. And it's better than the plastic thing. I recommend using a penny. You know, a penny. And you just reach under there and silicone it on. A silicone sealer. Put it on the penny and stick it over the hole. Okay? Then it's done. Otherwise, if you leave it on, the brake lights will kill the battery.
Thanks.
Okay? As far as batteries, I recommend getting it from Battery Bill. The North Star. Okay? The North Star is your best battery. They're the best. Okay, who do we have next?
Okay, we have Neil from Honolulu downtown.
Hi, Neil.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a quick question. You mentioned getting a car diagnostics on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, over the past, since the beginning of the year, we have a Honda Odyssey 2007. And I've been going back and forth to a Honda Windward, the one in, I guess, Kaneohe side, where we bought the car, to their service department, to get it diagnosed for this clanging, like clanging sound on the front left side. So every time we go, I keep mentioning back and forth, like, you know, it keeps happening, and they say they can't find it. Got to pay them like $80 for diagnostics and all this stuff. And then finally, they just recently, I rode in the car with the, and like, wow, you hear it. And I rolled down the windows. I guess when they was doing the diagnostic, they wasn't rolling down the windows. But it made me wonder when you said get the whole car checked. Is it standard for them to check the whole thing? Or
yes.
Do they only check what you described?
No, it's a standard procedure.
Oh, wow. Because they didn't, for some reason, they would check everything else except for what we told them to, and they said they couldn't find it. And I don't know, it just, wow, it didn't sound right. So, wow.
What did they say it was?
So now, come to find out, they said it's the axle that needs to be, I guess, fixed or replaced, and it's covered under the warranty. But I got to pay them to a deductible or something. I don't know. I'm not good with cars, but...
year is it?
2007.
Deductible. So you have extended warranty.
I think we have a warranty, yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah, the extended warranty has a deductible.
Okay. Yeah, it was just weird to me, because when you mentioned that, get the whole thing checked. It's just like, wait a minute, because they never check everything. They would just check, you know, here and there, and then tell us they couldn't find any problems. Like, wow.
Yeah. I'm talking about in the old days, like it's the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah.
Whenever you brought or anybody brought their car in for servicing, change oil and all that, it's a normal procedure. It's part of the word called service. They check everything out.
Oh, I see.
But today, the modern thing, they don't check anything. They just change your oil and the filter and you're out of there.
Yeah, and $50 short, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got to do a YouTube channel. I keep recommending it, but it would be awesome to have, like, you on YouTube, man, I'm telling you. But thank you so much. Great show.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Oh, bye.
Okay, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. If you have a question, whatever. Okay. Now, on the motor oil, we recommend using either the AMS oil or the Royal Purple HPS. There's two Royal Purple oils out there, and the HPS is the one we recommend. And that oil has a lifespan of 20,000 miles. And so does the AMSOIL, it has a lifespan of 20,000 miles. No time limit. Okay? So for those seniors out there that rarely drive, you'll be probably changing oil maybe once every 6-7 years. Good, yeah? So get the good stuff. And you can buy it at Crestec Cleaning Center. Billy has all the good stuff. He also has a very good oil remover from your oil on the floor. Yeah, it's called the Greaser 2000. It's good for laundry. It's good for the floor, all kinds. It's a real good cleaner. The Greaser 2000 sold by Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay? So, anyway, I think it's break time again. Yeah?
Okay, we're going to take a short break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans. Sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway. Yeah, if you have a question about tires, brakes, belts, on the fan belts, the belts that drive your alternator and stuff. Okay, if you're looking at the engine from the front, well, I would say a lot of them are front-wheel drive. So if you're looking from the front of the engine, which is where the belts are, the right way to put belts on is the letters, the brand, the name supposed to be facing you. They can go on either way, but the secret to long life on belts is the letters face you. Okay? And they should be sprayed with silicone at least once a year for long life. Okay? So, if you have questions, give us a call. And the same with radiator hoses and stuff like that. You should spray them every so often with silicone. It really prolongs the life. And with our plastic radiators that you have, that too should be sprayed with silicone. Okay? Okay, who do we have next?
We have Clayton from Clayton Properties.
Hi, Clayton.
Thank you for discussing full service like the old days.
You're welcome.
Nice to hear that there's someone like you out there. I just want to listen to you. So I'm just calling to say thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, when we relocate, we're in the process of relocating now. We will be offering free servicing for seniors. Free servicing for seniors, but not with expensive raw purple AMSOIL or the AMSOIL oil. If you want the AMSOIL or the raw purple, that's the only thing you got to pay for, the oil. As far as the servicing, the labor, everything will be free to help the seniors, because I look at it that the city is jacking taxes, property taxes to seniors, and everything is being put on the seniors, and somebody has to help them. So somebody has to step up and give them a hand, because other states do not have property tax and tax for seniors. Now, I think that's good, but not Hawaii. Hawaii taxes everybody. They want to raise the tax to the tourists too. And what happens if the tourists find out and don't want to come no more? Then what? We be in deep kimchi. I don't know if people are looking down the road at what can happen. Okay, talking about going down the road, slow down when it's raining because the tires get slippery. And worse yet, you can't see the potholes. So if you have to stop in the pothole, good luck. It's going to skip over the hole and you're not going to stop. So be careful and slow down. I think I mentioned this several times, that we did testing on time to go from Kapolei, one spot in Kapolei, to Kalihi, same spot. We timed the car going over the speed limit. We timed the car going speed limit. And the difference between the two was less than a minute. So big whoopee-doo. Don't need to speed. Take your time. Relax. Listen to the good music. Okay? So, if you got questions, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. For those people living out of range, you can listen to us live on the internet. We broadcast live on our internet, georgenita.com. Okay? And it's on archives. Bob does the website and is set on archives. It's got a lot of interesting stuff on the website about car care, waxes, everything. Go check it out. And let the people on the outer islands know so they can listen live on the internet. On the outer islands, it's going to be about a minute delay. So you'll be a minute behind, but that's okay. At least you get to hear it. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, so anyway, the people that are the children that love to go bowling, there's no bowling alleys. It's sad. Back in old days, there were so much bowling alleys. Like, they have golf courses. They never had golf courses. But now, they got more golf courses and no bowling alleys. It'll change. They'll be building bowling alleys on the golf course. And people get tired of chasing the ball. Bowling is easier. You throw the ball, it comes back to you. You throw the ball, it comes back to you. You golf, you hit the ball, you got to go chase it. Okay? So, anyway. We recommend using the Shell Premium.
Nothing yet.
Dean has been checking everything, and he recommends the Shell Premium.
Okay?
So, a lot of people say, well, I can't find Shell Premium or Shell Gas around my area. Well, then you got to go move to where it's closer to you. Or find it. There's one lady, I don't want to pick on the ladies, but this one lady said she had no Shell station in her area. So Dean went out to check. You're not going to believe it. You go right around the block from where she lived, there was a Shell station. So he told me, what's up with that? Does she drive around the block? So, anyway. Just interesting. That's all. Just interesting. You know. But you just got to be careful. As far as the penalty for drunk driving, it should be stiffer. I'm sorry, but it should be stiffer. And it'll never become a stiff penalty as long as the politicians drink. All your politicians do drink. So they're not going to make a law that could put them behind bars for a long time. Okay? So anyway, that's just the stiffer the penalty, the more people obey the law. Like parking ticket. In the old days, parking ticket was $2. okay, or $5. But if you parked at that meter all day long, it's about $10 paying the meter. So they would chance them. They would say, that's all right. It's only $5. It's cheaper than paying the meter. But now the penalty is not $5. I think it's $35 for a parking meter. So
okay, thank you.
People pay the meter now.
Thanks.
Okay? Not like before. So that's what they should do as far as drunk drivers. And if I remember right, some countries, they put you in jail and take your car. You never get your car back. Now, that would be a good penalty. You take away the car. So if Bob wants to borrow your car and he's a drinker, you're not going to loan Bob your car. You're going to say, I don't want my car to get confiscated. No. So I think the stiffer the law is better than a silly ankle brace. What they going to do if the ankle brace tells them, oh, he was drinking after he kills a little kid? That's not right. But if you make a stiff penalty, they're not going to chance it. And the only time you will understand is when you listen to our PSA that we play at the bottom of the hour. The PSA is called "I Went to a Party, Mom." It's really a sad, true story about a drunk driver killing a young girl. Okay, so
okay, what's your name?
When that happens to you,
where are you from?
And it's your son or daughter that dies, then you know how it feels. Anyway, the first time I played that years ago, a couple back in Kona called, and they were crying on the air, saying that it reminded them of their son that got killed by a drunk driver. Okay, so who's next?
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George. You know, it's a good thought that you brought up about increasing the fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I ride the bus to work because, you know, my job, I work in town, so parking is pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I'm on the bus, I still see many drivers talking on their phones.
Yep.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't they thinking during this last session to, I thought there was some talk about increasing the fine of about $450.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, and what, it died in session, didn't get passed, I bet.
Didn't go.
Oh, well, obviously the politicians can't do it because they're probably one of the guys talking on the phone, right?
Right. Right.
No, but I agree. I probably put some good amount of money saying that if the fine was increased, I think the amount of people driving and talking on their phones would probably decrease pretty well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to think twice about it, talking on the phone if the fine went from $297 to $450 or $500.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be good for the government because the government always needs more money. So.
Yeah. Then they don't have to raise taxes.
Yes, that's right. Okay, George, that's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you. Aloha. Yes, so instead of raising taxes, get out there and do the job. Tag the people for using the phone while driving. That's it. Look at all the money you can make. Let's say $500 each offense. Wow. You get 1,000 people? Wow, that's a lot of money. Okay? And people are going to realize it and they're not going to be doing that. So that's what they need to look at. Not so much as it's easy to just raise tax, especially to the seniors. What the seniors going to do? Seniors are not going to fight them. So in a way, that free servicing, once we open up, will be something that's going to be offered to the seniors. You know, and Celine Steve said, no, you cannot do that to the seniors that are working. You cannot discriminate. If you're going to give to one senior, whether he's working or not working, you give it to all. Not discriminate. Okay? Yeah, I know that seniors that are working, they have the money, but no, no, no. You know, it's like, what's that? Retirement? Social Security? Oh, you're not going to get your Social Security if you're working. No, they should just give them to all the seniors because they deserve it. Because when a senior passed away, they don't pass it on to the rest of the family. It's gone. The government loves it. So, anyway, so much for that. But the roads need to be repaved. There's so many bad roads. And part of the issue on the servicing that I've been trying to emphasize, free servicing, when you go to have your car serviced, part of the word service is check it out, front bumper to bumper, roof to tire. Okay? That was the old days. Remember the old days when you went into a station to fill gas? They all come out, they check your oil, your water, tire pressure, wipe your windows, the whole nine yards when you went to fill gas. The good old days is gone. Gone. Now you got to pull in, get out, and go fill your own gas. Oh, boy. Big changes. Big changes. But you know, folks, the human race have changed. But you know the animals, the dogs and the cats, they're still the same. They love you. They don't tell you, this is self-serve. You go protect yourself. No. They're on duty, you know. Wouldn't it be funny you have guard dogs and the guard dog says, nope, I'm not on. You go do your own. This is self-guard. Self-guard, you know. Then the burglar will come in and say, whoa, look, the dog, he's not going to bite me. You go in and burglarize you. And the dog will have a sign up. I don't bite anymore. Oh, boy. But the human race has changed really drastically. Sad. Anyway, we should get rid of safety check. That is a big burden on the state because the $20, $25 that you pay for your safety sticker does not go to the state or the city. It's for the mechanic doing the safety check. See? If the money went to the state or the city, you think the mechanics are going to do it? No way, Jose. They're not going to work for free. So, that being the case, they should eliminate it. Because all over the USA, they don't have safety check. They have what they call emission control. Well, we don't have because we have our own emission control. It's called the trade wind. So, we don't need safety check. Get rid of it. And one less headache. And administrative costs to do safety check administration is $1.2 million a year. Cut it out. Look at that. The state says save some money. Big difference. But they got to look at it. They got to look at ways to make money aside from raising taxes. One of the ways to raise money is to have a race, a car race. Why do you think Long Beach has the Long Beach Grand Prix race? Detroit, everybody, Hong Kong, every place is getting the Grand Prix race on the streets. Why do you think that is? It's money, folks, money to the city that's doing it. Go check it out. all the signs that you see on the course, you think that's put up for free? Heck no. Those sponsors got to pay the city for the signs. You want to hang the signs up? That's millions of dollars. It's like going to the Super Bowl and say, oh, excuse me, can I put my sign up here? Yeah, fair chance. You got to get a few millions to pay for that. It's not free. So if Hawaii is looking for money, doing a Waikiki Grand Prix race would be ideal. Ideal. The money would just pour in, because Waikiki Grand Prix race would be the premier spot in the world. And the people, most of the people that go to Grand Prix races are very wealthy. They're not going to go to Zippy's and stuff like that to eat. They're going to go to the nice restaurants, and those nice restaurants are going to be sold out on food. I'm telling you. I mean, go check it out. You know, and if our politicians had the heart to really, really represent the people, they would go and spend some time at, like, the Long Beach Grand Prix race and go research the restaurants and the city. That city is making some money. Oodles. But I can keep saying for 100 years, until you, the people of Hawaii, push them, they will not do it. They got to be pushed and motivated, because I guess their engines are not running. And the issue is about fuel, energy. You don't have to have windmills and photovoltaic. If you run everything off of ethanol, cheaper, runs longer. Okay, and we can make it out of sugarcane. Hawaiian sugar cane is the best. So, I don't know. Doesn't look good. And the gasoline tax, I think it's 65 cents a gallon. It was put on temporary. There's no such thing as temporary tax. So when the mayor is talking about he wants a temporary tax for the rail, folks, it's going to be permanent. He's not going to take it away. So, cut the overhead, folks. We need to cut it. Make them accountable. Okay? So, anyway, it's that time again that we would like to thank all the callers for calling in and remind you to take care of each other like the old days. And please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.